This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Ben's article in the May 29th, 2008 edition of the Reader is titled The Mystery of the Construction Obstructionist, and he's here with me today to tell the rest of the story. Ben, we're back to TIFFs.
I can't stay away too long. It's been about 2 months. I got another one coming out next week, so.
All right, so we're back on the roll again.
We're back in a roll. I love TIFFs, you know that.
Well, in this article, you speculate about the motivations of Alderman Ray Suarez in blocking the building of a public grade school in the 30th Ward on the Northwest Side. Your article also reminds your regular readers, in case they've forgotten, about the workings of tax increment financing districts, or TIF districts. In past broadcasts, we've talked about the Community Development Commission, which is a government body that approves the creation of each TIF district. And your article talks about yet another commission, the Public Building Commission. Given that your article is a sort of government mystery story, I thought that we'd spend a little time and demystify government agencies for our listeners.
Okay.
Let's say Chicago Public Schools wants to build a new school. First, let's identify the city governmental agencies, the cast of characters, if you will, who might possibly be involved with that. We have Chicago Public Schools, the agency that we'll call CPS. We have the Department of Planning and Development, the City Council's Committee on Housing and Real Estate. There's the City Council itself, the Community Development Commission, and finally we have the Public Building Commission. If CPS wants to build a school with its own money, which of those characters I've named would be involved?
CPS.
That's it.
That's it. All of this rigmarole has been created because CPS, Chicago Public Schools, have ceded to Daley control over hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes that they raise through their taxing authority. That's what's going on. Chicago Public Schools are overtaxing the residents of Chicago. They're bringing in more money than they're obligated to spend, that they're allowed to spend, and turning over that excess amount of money to Mayor Daley. And then they come back to Mayor Daley, hat in hand, and say, please, Mr. Mayor, oh, powerful Buona, give us a little bit back of what we gave you.
Okay, so then you're talking specifically about tax increment financing.
It's the TIF money. Yeah. This is called TIF taxes.
Now let's take the situation where CPS wants to build a school with money from a tax increment financing district. First of all, the Chicago Department of Planning and Development presumably would have proposed the TIF in the first place, the TIF district, which both the Community Development Commission and the full City Council would have approved. Okay, so far?
Yes.
Now here's where I get a little fuzzy. Would the next step always or usually involve approval by the City Council's Committee on Housing and Real Estate?
If you're going to use TIF money to buy property, which is what the public schools have to do in order to get land on which to build their schools, you have to go to the City Council's Committee on Housing and Real Estate, I believe that's what it's called, which is chaired by Alderman Suarez. And you have to subject yourself to his merciless, cruel questions. He's a tough cookie. He likes to beat up people that come before him.
But what does the committee approve? Your article talks about the committee approving the purchase of land.
That's correct.
For a particular school.
That's what they approve.
But apparently the committee has other steps to take, because in the case you cite, the committee bottled up the actual approval of the school, preventing the city council
from
voting. Well,
what they bottled up was the acquisition of the land. There's a vacant jewel store on Belmont that the public schools wants to buy, tear down, and build a school.
But your article says they actually approved the purchase of that land.
Yeah. What happened in this particular deal is that Alderman Suarez's Committee on Housing and Real Estate approved the purchase of the deal. Then that purchase goes to the full city council to be approved, which is usually a rubber stamp. But for reasons not quite clear, Alderman Suarez is not moving that piece of legislation from his committee to the council.
So there's some parliamentary move that he has not done.
Yeah, he's not
literally. Like a piece of paper that says this has been approved by the committee, even though they've done it.
Right.
So let's just say for sake of argument that that had happened in this case, that it went to the city council and there would be approval. Is the next step the project being taken over by the Public Building Commission?
Okay, the Public Building Commission is the public entity that literally borrows the money. They're basically the vehicle by which the city borrows money. That's pretty much their only function.
And as I understand it, they're also, for city-owned buildings, they are sort of the master developer for the property.
That's exactly right. They're the master developer. They don't deliberate on the pros and cons of a project. They're not there for public hearings for residents to vent.
They're a project manager.
They're a project manager. They really literally are, by function, a creature of Mayor Daley, and that's what they should be, as opposed to a plan commission or a community development commission who are there supposedly, ha ha ha, to deliberate.
Scrutinize.
Yeah. And give a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
So that demystifI think, the workings of all that whole process.
Goes. Once again, if the public schools just took the tax dollars that they're raising through their property taxes and didn't turn them over to Mayor Daley through the TIF program, they could have bought the property, they could have torn it down, and they could be in the process of building a school to alleviate overcrowding, meeting the needs of children. They're supposedly there to meet the needs of children. In reality, they're creatures of Mayor Daley's political machine.
So we have here another aspect of tax increment financing that complicates things. It's wasting, arguably, lots of time and money for the government to go through all this process, whereas a school could have been built if CPS just did it themselves. Another aspect of your article that interests me is that of aldermanic power. In the past, you've painted tax increment financing districts as a tool largely wielded by the mayor. But in the case of Alderman Suarez and the school construction he seems to have delayed, it looks like he's wrestling some control from the mayor over how TIF money is used. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I don't think he's wrestling control from the mayor. He's exercising what control he has, and the mayor, for whatever reason, is allowing him to exercise.
So you don't think this is in opposition to Daley?
Absolutely not. Ray Suarez would never do anything in opposition to Mayor Daley. Never, ever, ever. Mayor Daley is either allowing him to do this just because he likes to have one minion mess with another minion so that the public schools don't think they're too big, or he doesn't know it's going on, which is also possible. You know, we have this sense to make him the master of the world, and like he knows all, and probably doesn't even know this is going on. He's probably more concerned about those bike paths. So
leave the bikers out of this.
I'm sorry. Either way, if Mayor Daley really wanted overcrowding ended on the Northwest side, if he truly cared mainly about the school children's needs, he would tell Ray Suarez, get this done. I want this over. And it would be over. It would be done. The building would have been purchased. It would be torn down. And the school would be going up. In this case, this is how he keeps the public schools under his control. When I say the public schools, I mean the people who oversee the public schools. He appointed all of them anyway. They all owe their jobs to him anyway. But this is one more step because he controls the money. TIF enables him to control the money. If he controls the money, he controls everything. And the more TIFs you create, the more money goes into them, the more power he has. The aldermen are actually signing away their power every time they create a TIF. But they're either too clueless, too naive, or too afraid to do anything about it. Ultimately, I think his goal is to use the TIFs to finance his grand spectacle, the Olympics, which will probably bankrupt us all.
And we'll be talking more about that in the future,
yes,
I'm sure. Well,
absolutely.
We'll leave it here today. Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
This is Dave Gloetz. I've been speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.